With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The FBI has changed its tune about the man who drove a pickup truck into a crowd in New Orleans, killing 14 people. The Bureau now says Shamsu Dinjabar did not have any accomplices. Correspondent Eric Tucker says investigators think they know what motivated the attack.
He was, quote, 100% inspired by the Islamic State. They have reviewed, for instance, five videos that he posted on Facebook in the hours before the attack, in which he professed his allegiance and support to the Islamic State. He indicated in one of the videos, according to the FBI, that he had thought about harming his family, but he thought that that would detract attention from the, quote, war between the believers and the non-believers.
A deadly plane crash in Southern California. Two people died when a small plane crashed into a furniture factory in Fullerton. The victims thought to have been on board the plane. Also at SRNNews.com, the 119th Congress convenes today. Among other things, lawmakers will have to take action on the debt ceiling, and a House Speaker must be elected. Speaker Mike Johnson hopes to retain the gavel and says he has not enlisted the help of President-elect Trump.
Johnson cannot afford to lose more than one Republican in the speakership vote, assuming all members are present and voting. Representative Thomas Mass of Kentucky has already said that he will not vote for Johnson, while others are seeking assurances from Johnson on certain policy issues. All Democrats are expected to be present Friday to vote for House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, meaning Johnson will get no wiggle room from their absences. Trump told reporters on Tuesday that he would make calls on Johnson's behalf if necessary, but he projected confidence that the Louisiana Republican could win the gavel. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Events honoring former President Carter scheduled to commence tomorrow in Georgia. Mr. Carter died last Sunday at the age of 100. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures up 152 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 30. This is SRN News. The Amish come through for storm victims in North Carolina.
The image of the Amish barn raising is almost a cliche in the minds of most Americans, but the old orders building skills are no joke. In hurricane-ravaged Boone, a team of 60 Amish volunteers completed construction of 12 tiny homes in 48 hours. All this while the Federal Emergency Management Agency continues struggling to help people who were stricken back in September. The Amish house builders all hail from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism surged in the U.S. last year in 2025, not getting off to a good start. A large crowd of Palestinian protesters rallied in New York City on New Year's Day, calling for violent attacks on Israel. Online video shows some of the protesters shouting anti-Semitic slurs, along with vows to drive all Jews out of the Holy Land. The flags of both Hamas and Hezbollah were on display as well. This is SRN News. Italy has summoned Iran's ambassador, demanding the release of an Italian journalist.
For its part, Tehran demanded during a meeting on Thursday that Italy free an Iranian citizen arrested on a U.S. warrant in connection with a drone attack in Jordan that killed three American troops. The developments escalated a sensitive three-nation diplomatic tangle that's dominated Italian media for days. The man that the U.S. Justice Department is seeking is wanted on charges of supplying the drone technology to Iran that was used in an attack last January on a U.S. outpost in Jordan that killed three American troops. Keith Peters reporting.
The lights are back on in downtown Omaha. A big sinkhole swallowed up a garbage truck yesterday, and that disrupted underground utility lines. The power was out for several hours in Omaha. More details at SRNNews.com.